track 6. Finally, Mark is back concluding our edition with this final chat he has with Hannah Jackson at Norwich Castle, now that it has been reopened after nearly a decade of planning and rebuilding the Norman Keep, with much that is new and much that has been created by local craftsmen and women.
Hello, it's Mark here. I've come to Norwich Castle Museum, and with me I've got the project lead for the Castle Reborn project, Hannah Jackson, with me. Now, over the last 6.5 years, Hannah, you've been involved with the major rebuild and refurbishment project here at the castle, and it's now finally come to a conclusion. It reopened to visitors last week. So how's it been for you the last sort of 6 years or so?
It's definitely been a busy time and a complex project, working on a building that's been permanently occupied for 900 years. But it was lovely to see our first visitors through the door, and you can hear them exploring the new spaces that we've created for them.
Thank you. And can you just describe, Hannah, whereabouts are we here in the Castle Keep?
So we are now on the principal floor, which is a new floor level that we've put back where the Norman principal floor was, at the height of the museum balcony. We're currently seated within our great hall, so a large space for feasting and for business. We have our king's throne and queen's throne on a dais over there, and the table's all set out for a really good meal.
That's fantastic. And you've been very kindly spending some time with me this morning, giving me a tour of all the work that's been taking place. And one thing I was particularly interested to have a feel of was the chair for the King and the Queen. You've had some local craftsmen, I believe, making that.
That's right. We worked with a gentleman called Stephen Beattie, who, working alongside our curators, looked at the various source materials for a king's throne and what it would have looked like and the materials that would have been used. So we've used carvings and illustrated manuscripts to inform the design that Stephen's then created for our visitors to sit on. In fact, you became a royal, a Norman king for the time and sat on our throne, didn't you?
Absolutely, yes, yes. That's fantastic. And I think I'm right in saying that it's very much about hands-on, isn't it?
Yep, so where we are now on the principal floor, we've got the Great Hall, the medieval kitchen, the royal chamber, the King's chamber, and the chapel, all laid out as they would have been when Norwich Castle was first built as a royal palace for King Henry I in the 1120s. So with all the right furnishing and furniture, and we really wanted our visitors to experience what it was like in Norwich Castle when it was first constructed, to step back over 900 years and to enter a castle.
Well, you certainly achieved that. And I know this project's cost quite a lot of money, hasn't it? So it must be a very sort of proud moment for you to finally see all the hard work that you've put in managing this project.
That's absolutely right. It's a really large transformation of our much-loved Norman Keep. And from my perspective, growing up in Norwich, I grew up within the walls of Norwich Castle Museum. We visited so often that it was lovely to be a part of its story and a part of its future as well. We're hoping that the new spaces we've created, both here on the principal floor, but the new gallery that we've worked to the British Museum to create, exploring that wider medieval period, all of that will be here for many generations to come.
That's fantastic. And one thing that I'm particularly impressed with is you've looked at accessibility an awful lot, and you've got a fantastic tactile model with braille labelling. So then accessibility must have been quite a big thing for you.
It's been key to the project. We wanted as many visitors as possible to be able to experience the recreated room settings, but also to be able to go up onto the battlements as well. So we took the lift up to the battlements, didn't we, earlier? And to really experience as much of our Norman heritage as possible.
That's amazing, right? And it's a very bright and colourful building, you were explaining to me, with a lot of things that are very sort of almost, I think you used the word bling.
There is a lot of bling in this royal palace. So I guess that kind of challenges maybe some people's ideas of what the medieval period would have looked like. When we've seen medieval wall paintings or medieval buildings, we're used to seeing kind of quite dull greys or washed out colours because they're 900 years old. This is definitely a freshly painted new royal palace from the 1120s. So I think it'll be interesting to see how visitors react to our doors, for example. So we've got the one that I'm looking at the moment is over 3 metres in height. It's covered in leather and it's been painted blue, and the metalwork that Holcomb Forge have created to go on there is tinned. So we've got silver metalwork on a blue door. Utter bling, but very much to the early 12th century taste.
Fantastic. And you've also got the replica king's bed.
We have, yes. So you can't have a bed chamber without a royal bed. So again, using different source materials to identify what the king's bed would have looked like, and the furnishings for the bed as well. So the silk drapes and covers as well.
That's amazing. And the greatest thing I've found about coming around here with you this morning is that things are very accessible and touchable. You know, you haven't got rope barriers where things can't be touched or accessed.
No, this is very much an immersive experience. We want our visitors to come in, experience life in the castle, to, you know, imagine themselves having a royal feast. The food may not be real, but, you know, they can, you know, take themselves on a journey and experience what it would have been like to be in Norwich Castle when it was first constructed.
That's just amazing. And it's great also that you've used lots of local skilled craftsmen as well.
Yes, yeah, so the metalwork's being predominantly created by Holcomb Forge. So on our doors and on our chests, there's all amazingly intricate hinges, all based on 12th century examples, and a wonderful altar rail screen that they've created in metalwork as well. And then different furniture makers and our amazing volunteers on our textiles team, creating the wall hangings, the embroidered panels, and the Norwich Friends tapestry, which is over 19 metres in length, and really picks up the story where the Bayeux tapestry finishes, with the far more interesting stories from East Anglia, including a siege of Norwich Castle in 1075.
That's amazing. And the part of the castle where we're sitting in at the moment, you've also got a projection that comes up on the wall with telling you a story as well that visitors can experience.
Yes, so we kind of looked at how we could bring to life some of the backstory of Norwich Castle, and we wanted people to come in and experience it as a royal palace, but just to give them some ideas of the history of the building. So the projection we experienced earlier starts off in 1066, that infamous date with the Battle of Hastings, the arrival of William the Conqueror, and goes through the construction of the wooden structure of Norwich Castle a few months after that important battle, the Revolt of the Three Earls, where Norwich Castle was held siege to against the king's forces for over 3 months, and ultimately the creation of the Stone Keep that we know so well, and King Henry I coming here in the 1120s to experience his Christmas here, ending with a real feast and then the room being set up for a feast as well.
That's absolutely amazing. And you also explained to me about the well, which a lot of visitors will remember. So what have you done with the wishing well?
Yeah, so I go out and about and give quite a lot of talks to groups, and the one thing they keep coming back to is where's the well? Is it still there? And I think there's that memory of dropping a coin down the well in Norwich Castle, isn't there? So what we've done with the well, it is still there, don't worry, it's safe and sound within the ground floor, within the basement space. But originally that well would have gone all the way up to the principal floor and beyond in the King's Chamber. So we've recreated that within the King's Chamber setting with the lifting gear and the bucket suspended, and someone's job was to bring water up to the royal chamber so that the king could use the water. In the space in between those two areas, in our new Gallery of Medieval Life British Museum partnership, we've suspended light fittings and installed a glass floor, so you can kind of get a sense of water coming through the building and the site of the whole well.
Oh, that's amazing. And whilst you were involved with the project, I understand you had quite a few unforeseen sort of changes you had to make to the project as you were doing it, and there were lots of alterations you had to do, and you came across quite a lot of discoveries.
We did. I mean, that is one of the joys and one of the complexities of working with a building that's been permanently occupied for 9 centuries, is that you never quite know what you're going to expect. So we found evidence from our history as a prison. So for over 500 years, Norwich Castle served as the county jail. So we found the stairs that led down to the basement of the treadmill house, just under the entrance area where we knew we wanted to put a pile through for our foundations. So every time we found things like that, we had to go back to the drawing board to come up with alternative solutions. This Royal Palace Reborn project has been so much focused on doing the best for our building. We wanted to make sure we were always making the right decision for something that's Grade 1 listed. Our mound is a scheduled ancient monument. It's such an important site. We wanted to make sure we were always doing the right thing.
Well, from what you've shown me this morning, Hannah, you certainly, I think, you've done as best you possibly could with the project, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's incredible place for visitors, and I think it's something that Norwich and Norfolk can be very proud of for the heritage, for visitors, for the museum service.
We very much hope so, and it's been lovely to receive such positive feedback so far, and we hope to welcome any more visitors to Norwich Castle over the coming weeks, months and years to come.
Lovely. Well, I understand you're going back to your day jobs more now out in the county museum, so it must be a little bit of a relief for you now that it's come to fruition, is it?
It's that sort of bittersweet of it's been such a wonderful project to be involved in that I'm sad that it's finishing, but equally I'm very excited to be going back to my role at Gresson Hall Farm and Workhouse, at Ancient House Museum in Thetford, and our Lynn Museum in King's Lynn. And it's a reminder of the wonderful museums that we have across the county, and encourage your listeners to come and explore all of them.
That's fantastic. Well, good luck with you with the normal day job now, Hannah, and thank you for all the interviews over the last few years. And it's just been an incredible experience today to actually come and have a look around the project, and thank you for giving me a lovely described tour and letting me feel so much of the artwork and all the ornate carvings on the doors. It's an incredible experience for visitors, both visually impaired and sighted. So I certainly would encourage visitors to come along to the Castle Museum and experience the whole project. It's been an incredible morning having a look around. So thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you, Mark. It's been lovely to share this with you.
Thank you.